Hey everybody, Bob Taylor here again. I'm so proud to be here at TrailerCamp to show you what it looks like. I've been talking to you about it for years. We're in the middle of Yaoundé, which is in the middle of Cameroon, which is on the west coast of Africa. This is a chaotic neighborhood. The city is chaotic, actually. And what we've done is we've brought order and standardization and good jobs to this city. When you look around this place, I've got the mill behind us that we built from scratch a few years ago. It's really getting better every single day. The old factory is up here. We've converted it to warehouse. We have our wood storage down there full of ebony. And we've got people here that are delighted to work. Their whole lives have just lifted and raised. I'll even say that some of them feel like they've touched the sky. When you see the comparison of what we've got going here to what is outside these gates, it's really unbelievable. So take a look around. Welcome to TrailerCamp. It's the most wonderful project of my life.
Welcome to TrailerCamp. We're happy to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah. We're happy to be here.
We appreciate you.
This is Andre. Andre's our director general. He runs things when we're gone. We've come and do a lot of work here. It's fantastic. It looks fantastic, Andre. Thank you so much.
And we are happy to be here.
We started an ebony factory, me, Vidal. We became partners. And we came down here for the ebony. We stay for the people.
So which means having a job in Cameroon is something, it's like a God gift. So you're very proud, happy to have it. And you do everything to keep your job.
People are coming and knocking on the door.
People are knocking again, hundreds every month, trying to get a job. If you see the applications, have a box of applications like this before looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever ministers come here to meet us, when they get out, they cannot believe that this happens in Cameroon. Yeah, because you cannot see something. It's for them, it's are we still in Cameroon? I say yes. Yeah.
Go say hello to everybody eating lunch. We cook them lunch every single day. We built a wonderful cantina. They get good, healthy food. When we arrived, of course, nobody ate. Why? Because they told us we have no money to eat. So we built a cantina. It was our first priority. You can hear there's. Everybody's eating. It's a happy crowd.
I love this. It's so good. Okay, everybody. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, here's my good friend Fabrice. Fabrice is the best. We love each other.
How are you today, Fabrice?
I'm very feel good.
Yes, you are. And are you working hard all the time?
You know that I never tired.
I know you're never tired.
I'm never tired.
No matter, he can unload 20 tons of ebony, and I'll say, are you tired from that?
No,
I'm not tired. Are you strong?
Yeah.
So strong.
So strong, sir.
Fabrice is fantastic because when we first arrived, everything was a mess. We had tools in a pile, yeah. And on his own,
yeah.
He started to organize tools, put tools there. And of course, you've seen what we've developed to. And you remember seeing the video of Fabrice using Kaizen foam for the first
that's
time.
Right.
Remember when I taught you to cut the foam?
Yeah.
You put the tool in?
Yes.
I still have this man here, he makes that. It's his company.
So?
Yes, it's his company. His name is Paul.
You're welcome to camera. I'm happy to see you. Thank you.
Fantastic, my friend. Let's give it. Do it right.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
It's good. It's so good.
Paul, what we have here is in the bush, we have no roads. None. So these guys, they put 100-pound logs on top of their head. They carry them 5 kilometers. Everybody in the world is going, take a machine back there, take this back there. That's not available back there. It's not the right solution. So this is the first prototype of a first idea where we're going to have a harness that guys can wear. And it's going to take the weight up to our shoulders and not on our neck, because we have this strap down here. Okay,
let's try it.
Let's try it.